Schweitzer, Waltz's exchange program has all the hallmarks of a close association with the CCP. By Ian Hanchett on August 8, 2024. On Wednesday's broadcast of the Fox News Channel's Jesse Waters Primetime, Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer, a Breitbart News senior contributor and the author of Blood Money, Why the Powerful Turn a Blind Eye While China Kills Americans, said 2024 Democratic vice presidential candidate Vice President Tim Walz's past student exchange program with China has all the hallmarks of a close association with the CCP, and discussed other ties between Walz and the CCP. Schweitzer said, "The key component here is not just his ties to China, but his ties to the Chinese Communist Party. As you point out, he had the student exchange program. It was funded by the Chinese government. All exchanges by the Chinese government are managed by the CCP. And if you look at some of the local news reporting in the Midwest of students who attended that program, they explain how Walz told them that they were to, quote-unquote, downplay their Americanness when they visited China, which is an odd thing to say if you're engaging in cultural exchange. So, this has all the hallmarks of a close association with the CCP. As you pointed out, he gave a speech in 2019 to a known United Front group that's linked to Chinese intelligence. We also know that when he was inaugurated as governor of Minnesota, he invited Chinese diplomats to attend those events. And then you've got the issue of these Chinese police stations that we've heard about. One of them is in the Twin Cities, and it's actually run by an entity that is allied with a pro-Waltz organization. Now, Governor Waltz has denounced the police department in the Twin Cities for their brutality. He's done nothing about this unofficial Chinese police station. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter at Ian Hanchett.